As grim as the story of the Scots in Ireland was, they did leave behind something other than widows and tragic ballads. The Anglo-Norman colony stopped expanding from its base in Ulster and Leinster, and the idea of the unstoppable English empire, the Plantagenets, had the shine knocked right off its myth of invincibility. And not least, the Bruces had given Irish leaders their voice of resistance, an expression of national identity.
To recover our native freedom, the Irish...
For as long as but 100 of us remain alive, we will yield in no least way to English dominion.
The people preferred to die rather than to live under English rule.
All these startlingly modern-sounding declarations of national community come together as the epitaph of the idea of the Plantagenet Empire of Britain. You hear this language, eloquent, fierce, righteously belligerent, and you hear a voice which, for better or worse, would shout, roar and lament down through the ages. Robert the Bruce outlived both Edwards. And while war would continue with England for generations, the Scots had won English recognition of their truly independent kingdom. This is certainly not what Longshanks had imagined when he had been crowned before his namesake, the Confessor's Tomb, or when he had seated himself upon the stone of Scone.